Blog Talk Radio.
Now you can hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you now.
Okay, great. Let's start that over again. Hey, everyone. My name is Wanda McKinley, and I am with my co-host, Stephanie Kennedy Alford. I am the founder of We Are Survivors, which is a nonprofit organization. Our purpose is to provide a stable environment for abused women and children, as well as men, by providing temporary shelter, counseling, and employment training. We want to help men and women transition from abusive situations to being self-sufficient women and men in society. We Are Survivors' vision is to empower women and men and to show them that they can and will survive and thrive in society on their own, and to uplift them and provide them with a new life and what a new perspective of a normal life should be by enhancing and elevating them. I am a survivor of domestic violence. I was raped from the age of 7 to 18 by my biological father as well as my stepfather. My ex-husband was also very abusive. He was sexually, financially, verbally, emotionally, and physically abusive, and I was with him for 12 years. God has called me to be transparent so that I may help women, men, and children who have walked and or may still be walking in my shoes. Hello, Stephanie. How are you doing today?
I am wonderful. What about yourself?
I'm tickled pink because I'm paying attention to you. It's your first time working the dashboard. It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yes.
That's how we learn, from the very beginning.
Yeah, actually from the very beginning. Normally it's, you know, after we all go live. So, yeah, that's easier.
It is different. So tell us how your day is going and tell us about our fundraising events.
Well, my days have been very busy moving. That will go on through to the night. But I actually did some business, though, so I had a great connection. Actually, two great connections when I stopped to get something to eat. So I didn't get a chance to share that with you before we got on here, so I will share that with you later.
Okay.
And then I'm definitely excited about the conference that we're going to have coming up. So we'll be share that with everybody coming up shortly as soon as we have that location secure.
Right.
Mhm. Yeah.
So, what about our fundraising event and how people can participate with us and have fun in raising money?
Okay, our fundraisers. We currently have several fundraisers that we need. We could use your support. We have the CPN discount card, which is a discount card that's $15, and you can use it all over the U.S. So you'll get deals and free items and everything. Businesses all over the U.S., and it's $15, and they'll give us half of that money when you purchase your membership. We currently do the Kroger Plus Rewards card. If you have a Kroger Plus card and you go on to www.kroger.com, register your card and link it to We Are Survivors. If you just start typing in We, it should pull up We Are Survivors, and you just click it and connect with us. They'll send us a donation each quarter. Same thing with Tum Thumb. If you go to tumthumb.com and print out the form, or you can ask us and we can give you one of the forms to complete. And you either turn it into Tum Thumb or you give it to us and we'll turn it in. And they do the same thing quarterly, send us a donation. Then we also have the Compass Bank that we do. If you have an account with Compass Bank and you link it to We Are Survivors, or if you open up an account with Compass and, well, BBVA Compass, and link it to We Are Survivors, and then they'll give us a donation as well. And I'm going to let you share the information on the photographer.
Great.
The other fundraising event that is something that I've actually done myself, and it's called the Purple City Project, which is a domestic violence awareness photo shoot campaign. And you can book a photo shoot for either personal, professional, you know, family, whatever the event may be. And the photographer name is Charles, a.k.a. City. And he has different packages. One of them, I'm going to go over the package, which is the $6 package.
That is a 20-minute session for up to four people with unlimited shots, and you get one look, which means one outfit, and two edits. Then you have, and that package is valued at $100. Then you have the $80 package, which is valued at $160, and you have a 45-minute session for, it's up to four people with, again, unlimited shots, two looks, so ladies, that means two outfits, and then you get four edits, which means you get to pick four of your favorite pictures. And as I said before, I took 303 pictures, and trying to narrow it down to four pictures was almost impossible. But the portion of the proceeds will be donated to We Are Survivors so that you may be able to help provide a hotel room for women, men, and children when they call and need somewhere to stay. And unfortunately, which is something very common in the county of Dallas, there are no beds in the shelters. And it's really heart-wrenching to have to tell someone that we are unable to find some place for them to go when they are in the need to immediately evacuate where they're at. So that is another way that you can contribute. The Kroger's, Tom Thumb, and the Compass Bank, you know, that you spend money, you use your debit card, you do that without thinking. So it would be really nice to be able to do that without thinking and help someone escape a very abusive situation. And for our fundraising events, that's about it for now. With it being the beginning of the year, we are really getting prepared for different events that's coming down the pathway, and we're working on a conference for abused men, women. So we're excited about that. First time combining men and women survivors. So we're working and gearing towards that. Of course, our second annual benefit luncheon date has been set for August 20th. And so I want everybody to write that on their calendars. We're, like I said, just beginning the process because it is just February, but that date is when our benefit luncheon will be. And as we get more information, we will definitely share as the time gets near. So this program today, we're going to pick up from where we left off last week. And last week got really, really good towards the end of the program. So we wanted to pick it up. Before I even go into that, I also want to bring in to acknowledge the fact that tonight, if anyone that's listening is in or near Frisco, there's going to be the Frisco Heritage Center on 6321 Page Street, Frisco, Texas, 75034. There is going to be a benefit. It's actually Hype Kids Nation presents Our Angels Heart Story. And this is an opportunity where they're coming together to educate, raise funds, and spread awareness for women's heart health. And they will be honoring prominent community members and just really educating and talking about heart health awareness. If anyone is in the area, that would be a great thing to go. All women, though, you have to wear a red dress. And for the men, it is business attire. And I will be there. It is $35 at the door and $45 for a couple. And there's going to be a lot of, you know, lessons and of course, wine, food samplers. So it's gonna be a nice adult event. So if anyone's in the area this evening, please feel free to throw on your red dress, men, your nice business suit, and come and support them regarding women and heart health awareness. Like I said, We Are Survivors will be in the house, and just reaching out to anyone else that may want to join us in supporting that. Now, to the meat of the evening. We are really, really excited because we want to know how a man thinks. What is his thought process? What is his motivation for saying and doing what he does? And I'm just going to throw my little friend. I ain't really throwing her under the bus because I'm at her house, and she's going through some things, you know, and soon to be, I'm going to put it out there because this is what we do on this show, soon to be divorced. She is experiencing some things with her estranged husband, and I'm telling you, people, they're quite interesting, to say the least. And so, you know, I'm going to have her, because she's right here in my face since I'm sitting in her apartment. God works things out all the time. You know, y'all going to chime in. We have a man on the phone to give his perspective and maybe even to, you know, have her kind of understand why is he doing what he's doing and some guidance, because we want to know what is considered manhood. What do you all think? Why do you all think the way you do? Why do you act the way you do? So, you know, now we're just kind of getting ready to get into the meat of stuff. And if she wants to say her name, she's welcome to say her name. If she does not want to say her name, then I won't give her name because, like I said, she's going through a divorce. And you know, he's acting already crazy, so we don't want to give him any more ammunition. But here we go. Welcome, everybody. How's everyone doing?
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone.
Are you ready for us to torture you today?
I stay ready.
Wow.
I always say, don't get ready, be ready.
All right. Well, since it is more like an open forum, I see we have some callers. So I'm going to open up the lines. If you have background noise, please be in somewhere that's quiet, because the recording does pick up every single thing. If you don't have anything to say, you can put it on mute. So I'm just letting everyone know that their phones are live. So everyone can chime in with questions or comments. Numbers ending in 4601, you're live. 0692, everyone's live. So if there's anything that you want to ask. Now, I know we ended last week with a question. My question first. My question was, what is manhood? Y'all always refer to your manhood. Give us a definition of what manhood is.
There's it's a lot of different meanings to manhood. It depends on that man himself and how he sees himself as a man. Now, it's two things. It's based on maturity. It's based on childishness. Now, a childish man, he considers himself a man from his manhood perspective, as he wants respect. He demands respect. If he can't get respect, then he don't need you. That's a childish attitude of a man. Now, a mature man would define his manhood as a man that's seeking God first, being still to hear from God first before he make a move in any decision that he makes in his life, whether it's with his female, whether it's with his job, or whether it's with his own life and his goals to achieve. Ego does not play a part in a man's manhood, or does it play a part in a childish man's manhood?
Oh, okay. How many ladies are listening to this? Is there any ladies that want to chime in? Please feel free to.
And my name is Marlon, so in case no one knows, this is Marlon Wright. Just to introduce myself to whoever may have a question. And for the young lady that's there with you, I would love to know her situation so I can give her some input and what to look out for her husband and his attitude and for the way he's acting towards her.
My question is, and my name is Stacey. I'm not afraid to say my name.
How you doing,
I was
Stacey?
Married. I'm well. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Good, good. I was married to this man for 27 years, and I decided to walk away from the marriage because of adultery and just some things that have happened, abuse in the relationship. There was an agreement, and I was able to walk away. Everything was fine, but I think his way of thinking was, will we still get together and do things? Will we still, you know, maybe go out to eat? Maybe he can come over. It's not like that. And I told him that from the beginning, but I think in his mind, that was the way he was thinking. I moved on. I began just in September, but I moved on. And now, that was the best thing in his life. And I'll say this, and I'm not afraid, proud to say it, because somebody has asked me, who does it? I hadn't been with another man since 1988. Not a lot of women that can say that. Okay?
God bless you.
But now I am the worst person because I have moved on. And how do you just degrade someone after all of this time when they have been nothing but good to you?
You know what? I have a great answer for that. His upbringing, how he was raised, depends on how he was raised. Now, if he was taught to bring up in a certain way, then he mirrors the way he saw growing up, and never learned the right way on how to treat a woman. You know, see, I was raised with my grandmother and my mother on how to respect and treat a lady, regardless of their issues or whatever the issue may be, how to still respect and treat a lady because. I was understood that you ladies, y'all are a gift from God to us, and we're supposed to treat y'all as such. Now, if he has the mindset not to change from his childhood to grow with God into asking God to develop his difference of opinion or his different views of how a woman should be treated, and there's this on him, he's going through life in the flesh thinking, how he was raised is how he should live his life in his adulthood age. And he had to put himself in a woman's shoes. Like I said last week, a man has to think like a woman and be a man at the same time so we can have a full understanding of y'all hurts, y'all pains, or y'all sorrows, or even if y'all going through something. He should have took upon himself the initiative to learn your love language, to know what you like, dislike, need, and want, instead of focusing on what he needed and want. You know, we have to be selfless in a relationship, especially with our wives, because y'all are the first thing that comes next to God. You know what I'm saying? So he should have been selfless in every situation and catered to your needs, because you're the queen of his life. You know, understand who you are. Understand your faults. Your respect. Accept your faults. Understand your likes and dislikes, and get to learn who you are as a person, not only as a wife, but as a person. Because we are all wired differently. That's why we have to understand the wires that we're messing with. Because our wires are totally different from y'all wires. If we get them mixed up together, we don't know what's wired together and what's wired not together because we don't understand each other. That's why we have to understand. Take the time to get to know each other. You know, figure out how you're wired so we'll know what wire not to touch and what wire to touch. And he didn't take that time to figure that out. He didn't get to know your love language. Y'all didn't have sit-down discussions and just get to date each other constantly, continue to pursue each other constantly, learn each other like a book. Like you read a book, you learn the details and aspects of that story same way in our lives, same way with you guys. We have to read y'all like a book and understand y'all so we know how to handle each other in a relationship. And first of all, God come first. God come first.
That's true.
So you moving on, and you shouldn't feel guilty about moving on. Do you feel guilty about moving on? Do you have any regrets about moving on?
Not at all.
Because you shouldn't. What I advise you to do, continue to seek God first.
Right.
Don't make
right.
a move. Be still until you hear from God.
Mm-hmm.
Get your
right.
prayer on. Go in your prayer closet. Find your secret place with God and develop that relationship with Him. I don't know what your relationship is with God, but increase it.
Right.
I'm telling
right.
you, He'll bless you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, He will bless you. I'm telling you. You know,
right.
set yourself
right.
some goals, like go on a 40-day fasting from something and consecrate yourself to honoring God and what he wants in your life, what's allowed in your life from Him. You know, be obedient,
right.
you know, and have the pray to for the willing to be obedient, because we all say we want to be obedient to God, but not all the time we are totally willing to be obedient, because life hits us. We get in the
right.
flesh, life hits us. We forget about that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to stay focused on God and His Word daily and constantly.
Right.
And be submissive from our flesh into God's Word. Willingly, key word, willingly. You know?
Right. Right.
Now, I have a question. See,
yes.
I'm thinking, while you're talking, I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. Why do men cheat on their wives and say, it's not you, baby, it's me?
That's an excuse. That's a weak, yes, that's just a weak excuse. It's like a manipulated, that's a manipulation. That's manipulative. That's his ego in a manipulative way to say, you know, if I heard you right, you said, why do men cheat? And then say it's him and not her. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and then even vice versa, because Stacey was saying he told her she was the reason why he cheated.
He was the reason why he cheated? How can she be the reason why he cheated? So she have that kind of power over his being, over his attitude, his decision. So she have that kind of power over him, huh? That's a weak-minded thinking person. That's a corner-minded thinking person. You know, your mindset has to be totally focused on righteousness. See, nobody make you cheat. You did it because you wanted to. That's greed. That's greed.
Yeah.
That's a lustful mindset. So that's an excuse. That's just an ego talking and trying to find blame in a manipulative type way. And that is that's weak.
Yeah.
That's his ego speaking. That ain't a man speaking. You know, loyalty, commitment, submission.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's in a marriage. All that other stuff out the window. He could have kept that.
I'm loving it. Okay, and as you keep talking, these questions keep popping in my head. Now, ladies, I don't want to be the only one with these questions, but I'm just saying. Okay. So, why does a man begin to act out once he realizes that the woman is done? She's moved on, and say, for instance, she's tried, she's talked, she's prayed, she's done all that she can and communicated this with this man. And letting him know, and I am talking from experience myself.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, if something don't change, I'm done. Why is it men don't receive that until
that
we are
so easy.
Out of the picture? What's the answer?
That is
and
so
Wanda,
easy.
Before you answer that, Wanda, you just came down my lane.
Okay. I keep telling y'all, y'all better speak up.
The man is at the point where he is in denial and believing what is actual factual. He can't believe that because the time frame to feel like y'all put in, he feel like he has it set in stone, not knowing that there is feelings and emotions that are involved. See, when a man goes back to him, when a man doesn't know the woman to get to know her and how she's wired, his mindset would think that she is there. She ain't going nowhere. That's that ego. Little do he know he's losing her, but don't think she's going to go nowhere because he think I'm just going to be real, putting it down good or talking real good or putting out whatever makes her shine. But But he has to go deeper than that. It ain't about the material. It ain't about the sexual. It's about that connection, that mental connection y'all have together, that understanding, you know, that communication, that respect, that submission and loyalty that he should have. But when that's out the window and he's thinking that he got you because what you saying, it ain't true. You ain't going nowhere. That's the childish mindset. That's the childish mindset.
Yep.
It's the ego. It really comes from the ego. It's really that ego. But if we put our ego aside, ain't nothing wrong with having an ego for its pride and something positive to accomplish. But when it comes to something serious in a relationship and when there's problems in the relationship, the man cannot let the ego overrule him as a man. And that's what happens to most men. They let the ego get in the way.
But they say, but with this ego, you keep talking about ego, but men think they got to be this strong, arrogant, I'm in control mentality, because if they show softness, it's a sign of weakness.
No, that's totally opposite. That's totally opposite. We, as men, should take control in respectable matters, not in everything. It's okay to be soft. I'm soft as they come. I'm gonna tell you right now. I have no shame in softness and submitting to a female. You know what I'm saying? I'll cry in a minute. You know what I'm saying? But I still that doesn't define my manhood. That doesn't define me as a man. You know what I mean? We have to show our soft side too, because we all have soft sides. But I think it's the man, it's pride keeping him from showing his soft side and giving him a sense of being weak. And that's not it. I mean, you show your soft side, to me, that's more of a stronger man to me to be able to show his soft side. That shows strength by itself.
I agree. I agree, but I'm just speaking from existence, you know, from my experiences and what I've come across. And, you know, men think if they show, I've heard that real men cry, it must not be that many real men, because real men think they got to buck up, they got to, you know, show I'm the lion of the house. It's just, you don't get that kitty cat from a man most of the time. You won't get that lion. And a lot of men don't understand that a woman just really needs that soft side. And they just
the real them, you know. But a lot of times they feel that, they are soft when they cry. I've even had men to tell me that, don't you tell anybody you saw me cry. You see all of me. But it's okay. You know, it's no big deal to me because you're human. But I guess they feel like they're not macho or whatever when they cry. But, Marty, aren't you human?
Yes,
yeah.
I totally agree.
I totally agree. You have feelings, right? It's okay.
That's all you're doing. There's nothing wrong with that. God give us emotions. He give us emotions to express. And that's one of them, you know. He didn't make us hard like a rock. He didn't make us a stone. We have softness. We have a soft heart, you know. A lot of men, I guess, you know, it determines how the person was how the person grew up, really. And if he grew up around all that hardness, he's going to be that way. Now, if he's raised by a father only, he's going to know how to be hard all the time. See, I think there should be balance in a man's life growing up in childhood. Because if you have a woman raising a boy into a man, that man's going to be soft. He won't be able to handle tough things in the world. He won't know how to be tough in a man at certain points, where there's a father too, who makes it be balanced. He know how to handle situations when it occur and not be sensitive to it and giving up. You know, that's where these guys come to the point of want to be suicidal or changing their genders because they haven't had that man and balance in their life from both sides to equal that out. Because we're all born with X genes and Y genes, you know,
right?
And depends on how you was raised, which side you going to choose the most of. You know what I mean? You have to have balance, you know. And some people let the balance overrule the other one. As far as the men, depends on, like I said, back to how they was raised. If they was raised only by a man, all they know is man, 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 man. Mama wasn't there to bring that softness in them, that sensitivity in them. you know, and that's what a lot of men has been lacking, and especially today now, where homes are being broken up, you know, there is no father
right.
in the house, you know what I mean? Then there's just a mother or just father, and there's no mother, there's no balance. Because it starts with just, it has to have balance. And a lot of men grow up with no female in their life to have that sensitive side. That's why you get a lot of hard men today thinking it's all about being a strong man, in control, tough, ruthless. And that's not what that is. They haven't took the time to read a book or learn how to be soft towards a woman, to develop that soft side skill.
Now, that makes sense. I've never thought about that, and that really does make sense. Because you do hear single moms that do say, you know, I can't raise my boy to be a man. And,
yeah.
you know, a dad can't raise a little girl to be a lady. Because women, there's
nope.
a difference between being a woman
yes.
and a lady. It is
yes.
such a difference. And so,
that's where balance comes in.
That, yes, Lord. So that really makes sense. And I never thought about that. See, I love we had this because I didn't think about that. Because I'm not a man, so I wouldn't think that a man
well, see,
needs...
That's why you get... I'm sorry, go ahead.
I was going to say, I just wouldn't have never thought that it would take a woman to bring that soft, sensual side to a man, to a boy, to a teenage boy, to a young man, to a grown man. Because you're right,
mm-hmm.
his mother is going... to be the example of a lady. And so
mm-hmm.
he's going to learn from his mother how to cater to a lady. If you're just
mm-hmm.
around a man all your life, then
you won't
that's
know.
How you're going to know. It's sports,
know.
Football, roughness.
Exactly.
You know, hey, suck it
yeah,
up.
And then when you get involved, in a relationship, you're going to bring that same tough roughness to that relationship, and she's going to be like, ugh. You know what I mean?
Right.
Where's the soft side
at?
Where are the cuddly moments at? Where's the, we sitting here watching a good movie, a romantic movie, where are the tears at? Are you just
right.
wide like a robot? You know, none of that is there because all you had was the rough, tough man raising, not the soft, tender, sensitive man. That would understand a woman when she's going through that sensitivity stage.
You know?
That makes sense. And then if you think about it, you know, men, of course, women, we, you know, have that monthly cycle. And then you have some men that are really insensitive to that, not realizing that cycle is very important because that's how we, you know, bring life into this world. But you have
no,
some men, probably because
yeah.
they were not raised around women, you know, have the sisters. And I've actually, now I'm thinking, I've heard this. Men that have sisters and, of course, their mom was in the household, they understand. And you'll always hear them say, oh, I had sisters.
yeah.
I get
it. You know, because, yeah, men that don't have that knowledge don't know. That's a design of your body. That's how your body become. It cleanses you out naturally,
right?
Without all the store brand products. That's where y'all, you know, it's just, you know, the way God designed y'all. And men have to understand that, you know. But you know, I mean, some men they don't have the knowledge of because of the way they was raised, don't know
exactly.
that side of a woman. That's why I always say men should think like a woman and be a man, so we can understand you guys better. Instead of having going through trials and tribulations with you guys, you know, I understand you. Talk, maybe sit down. Let me talk. Tell me about yourself. You know, what makes you tick? What hurts your feelings? You know, what do I do? What can I do better to love you more? You know, talk to the person. You know, if she's willing to listen and willing to receive.
Oh, this is Man 101, and I'm loving it. And I have people that are listening that actually will replay because I've paid attention. A lot of people do go back and re-listen to our show. So the men that's listening and or will listen, I really hope when you hear what Marlon is saying that you take in consideration. And as we always say, look at the man in the mirror and really analyze yourself, your situation, your relationship. You know, if you don't have, you know, that relationship or that bond with your mother, if it's possible, well, anything is possible, to mend that, because it is really important for you to look back and understand why some relationships didn't work. Even if it wasn't abusive, just be something that that woman kept saying over and over and over. And I don't know why men think we nag. Nag, nag, nag. I used to hear that. I'm not a nagger. But I've heard it from men all the time about other women. And they say that women nag, nag, nag. Well, if it's something that she's constantly repeating, take note. Ask her how to fix it, because maybe if you fix it, you won't keep hearing about it. It won't be something that's always coming out of her mouth, because it's obviously something that she's unhappy with. And vice versa, women, there are some men that had the mother figure, and your man can be unhappy about some things. And it's really time out to really point fingers back and forth. I think, unfortunately, our divorce rate is really high now. It's extremely high. I think, one, because people get married for the wrong reasons, and people use that term very loosely. So the ones that marry for the right reasons, I had a coworker ask me yesterday. She's been with her boyfriend 5 years, and she's waiting any day now for that ring. And they were invited to do this couples retreat type thing. And the couples had to, you know, ask each other questions and, you know, if they didn't have combined bank accounts and how would you describe marriage. And one of the marriage couples said it was, what did she say, work? So my coworker was like, well, Wanda, do you agree with that? To her, I said, it's work, because you have to put forth an effort to make it work, to make it last, to make it exciting, to keep whatever drew you to that person, you've got to keep doing it. You can't say, I do, get complacent, and the nagging starts, the bickering begins, the man stays, then you start going through that, next thing you know, you're in divorce court. So you know, really share. Go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was going to say, you know, If you're in a dating game or in a dating relationship and you're really serious about one another and you're looking in the future to be with one another as a husband and wife, I recommend and I really encourage people to develop get out the flesh, get away from the flesh, develop a spiritual relationship, you know, go as far as talking, you know, have Bible study together, you know, quote scriptures to each other, read to each other, have Bible study one-on-one with each other, get to feed each other's spirit, talk to each other's spirit, so y'all can have that unbreakable bond, you know, let's become equally yoked, become on one accord, let God see y'all mending each other together in the spirit before y'all get joined together in holy matrimony, and God would totally honor that, because he's going to cover you while you're in the process to be covered by him in his Holy Spirit in matrimony. And I think that should be a very important thing to do, develop a spiritual relationship before you develop a physical relationship. That's key.
I agree.
That is so key.
I agree, because whatever God puts together, no man can what?
No man. Take apart.
Hello.
That is so true. That is so true.
Okay, Marlon, I have something for you, and just give me your man's point of view on this. Okay.
Talk to me.
I have been told several times that, and yeah, I'm supposed to go here, that all y'all think about is sex. And y'all think about it so many hundreds of thousands a day, and that we should just give it to you whenever you want to, regardless of whether we're sick, whether we're going through
this.
I went through this. I had just lost my mom and my uncle. But all that, it's supposed to be all about y'all.
Nah, that's wrong. I disagree. Yeah, we men, and yeah, intimacy is a great, wonderful thing. Yes, we love it, but we have to respect you guys too. You might not be in the mood. You might be going through something mentally. We can't be selfish. We have to be selfless to that situation. It's there. We ain't got to rush it. It ain't going nowhere. It's going to be there, you know. It's the atmosphere has to be right. Your atmosphere might not be right, and mine might be right. You can't mix them up like that so it won't flow right. You know what I'm saying? We're going to always be in the mood. We're going to always want it. So why can't we just wait a little bit longer to set the mood, to set the tone, to paint the atmosphere and make the mood right? Instead of having this ego, I want it when I want it, and I want it now. Like that commercial, it's my money and I want it now. No, we can't be like that.
Jay,
we can't not be like
Jay
that.
Wentworth.
Jay Wentworth. Yeah, we can't be like that.
Yes.
You know what I mean? You know, because intimacy, to me, it's a beautiful thing. You know, it's about making love. If you're just going to have sex, it ain't special. But intimacy, it's about the mind. You get that mind. You make love to the mind, the body going to fall anyway.
That's,
you know,
true.
What I mean? So you got to have intimacy mentally for the body to fall, and it flows from there. But if she's not in the mood, you respect that. And if it's not nothing serious, you make the move. You set the pace as a man. You make the move right. You know, wine and dine,
okay,
like you're in a restaurant. Go ahead.
I have another one for you. Okay, so... It's kind of out there, so, you know, I hope there's all mature people that are actually
if you have
kids in the room, you might want to get them out the room for this episode.
We all grown, right?
So, we're supposed to all be grown, but we never know if there's kids actually listening because it's a radio show.
Immature mind.
Okay,
right.
okay. With you men, if we're having sex, right, and you get yours, why is it that some men don't want to make sure that we get ours? You know, they feel like, okay, I got mine, but okay, I'm good. You should have got yours. You know, don't even continue to try. Don't try to let you get them back to that point. I mean...
You know,
if you can
you know
answer
what?
That one. If you can answer that.
Yes. Okay. First of all, we shouldn't act like we jackrabbits. We are not jackrabbits. We shouldn't even act that way. It's about the motion. You know what I'm saying? You have to. First of all, foreplay sets that up anyway. You got to know her spots or create spots. Or find those spots that makes her get to that moment. Then once you get intimate with her, you have to know her body and know the movements of her body that makes her juices flow. You know what I'm saying? We shouldn't be a jackrabbit trying to hurry up and get ours. Ours going to come anyway because we are man. Our job is to make her happy. We're going to be happy making her happy. When she's happy, we're going to be happy.
We need to extend that in some more shows because there's a whole lot of men that don't know that.
Yeah, I mean, you know, unfortunately, they need to get a book. They need to research. You have to read. You have to read in this knowledge. Reading is key. You know, there's something you don't know. I mean, and that goes back to our ego. We think we know it all. Ain't nothing wrong with doing research, finding something, you know, read about something we don't know, you know? I mean, if you don't know something, read it. Okay. Why does a man act like this? Google it. Why can't we act like this? Google it and find out why. It gives you some kind of perspective on what to think or how to change mindset. If you think that way that you didn't know about, you shouldn't think that way. So read about it. Find out. Because knowledge is key. You have to know.
It's obviously something that women really want to know because Steve Harvey tapped into it, got a book, got, what is it, two movies, probably getting ready to make a third movie, and he's probably getting ready to write some more books. because women really want to understand how to attract the right man, figure out if that man is right for her, and learn how to get that man, if it's possible, to tap into his sensitive side. Because a woman, just like a man wants a lady in the street and a in the bed.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, we want that man to be strong in the streets, but sensitive and soft in the sheets. We want the same thing that you all want, but it seems to be a little bit harder for us to get that. I hear it's getting kind of hard for y'all too.
Yeah, it don't think. I mean, a man don't, when he's trying to, all he think about is hitting that spot, letting that moment happen for him. He's not considering her emotions, her feelings about it, you know. You know, there are some men that do, but majority of the men, they don't think, you know. Everything is a thinking process before you react. We have to think before we react, and that's what a lot of men don't do, because the blood has been rushed all the way to the penis, and they don't have any more blood in their brain to think, okay? So what can I do before you, what can I do to make her feel as comfortable as possible while I'm making love to her, you know? Do I make love to her while I'm kissing her on her neck? Do I look at her in the eyes and tell her that you love her? Are you in the emotions of making love to her? Do you touch her lips? And I ain't going to go into detail because that's personal. But, you know, you get an idea of what I'm saying.
Right.
You got to make her feel special while she's laying there receiving your intimate of you. You got to caress her. You got to just make her feel like she's on water. I can't say what I want to say because it's you know what I'm saying?
Well, we totally get it. Got kids around to get the kids out, you know?
Yeah. It's the motion in the ocean. So I'm going to put it like that. Y'all can define that, dissect that, and take it how you want to. It's the motion in the ocean, sensitive. You have to make love to her in a romantic way.
Yes, you know, and men also need to make love to the mind, because as you said,
exactly. That's first.
A beginning, that's first. Yes, because if you make love to her mind, it doesn't, the rest
wait,
doesn't really it. Matter. So I'm going to say, the rest
then,
don't even matter.
It's going to fall into place. It's going to fall into place. I'm telling you, it's going to fall into place. Simple as that. And men think it's so hard. Think it's too. It takes too long. You want it to take long. You know, you at least want 4 hours. You know, I mean, you know, I'm just saying, I'm just being real. You at least want 4 hours. You know, or less 3 hours. You know, you want that time. You know, because a woman would appreciate that mental intimacy that leads up to foreplay, that leads up to physical intimacy. But there's a lot of time behind that. All that. It's going to take at least about 4 hours. In the last hour or 30 minutes, it's all about, you know, the juices. It's all about the juices. You know, so, yeah, that. Wow.
Hey, that was the whole purpose of this show tonight. We want to dissect the man, the thought process, you know, help us understand why men do and think what they do and think. We don't always have to talk about the ugly parts of a relationship. We can talk about the beautiful parts of the relationship. And making love is a beautiful part of the relationship. It doesn't have to always be ugly.
Right.
And sometimes the show may take that turn because we're all grown. And, you know, somebody might tune in thinking, oh, what are they going to talk about tonight? You just never know. You never know what God may have us to say for a person that needs to hear whatever it is that needs to be said. So for people that are listening, we're all grown, and we're not, you know, if the content is a little bit too heavy for you. To me, honestly, somebody beating and raping me is heavy content. Someone making love to me and making me feel like a woman is not heavy content.
We need to have a
party.
I hope there's men on the show.
Yeah.
And this gives people time to get their questions in. We can find some more men to speak, because I can speak for myself. I really want to know how y'all think. I want to know certain things that we're doing, that if it turns y'all off, et cetera. You know, because to me, it's going to help me be a better woman to be able to take care of a man even better. Now, I can't speak for everybody else.
I'm just saying vice versa. We need men to understand.
A lot of men, you know, good men, just they feel like, you know, they're not being respected enough, you know. And you have those women that are bitter. You have those women that nag all the time. You have those women that don't cook. You have those women that.
But hey, wait, pause. What is wrong with a man in the kitchen cooking with an apron on?
No. I didn't finish. She just cut me off.
I'm saying I cook all the time.
I cook all the time. And so I'm not making no excuses. I cook majority of the time, and I'm just saying. But if you have just women that are bitter and trying to understand why, because maybe they have a past hurt, if they can just explain it to their man, then they can understand why they're hurting, why they have the bitterness in their life or whatever. You know, we have to understand. It goes back to understanding each other, talking it out, instead of talking at each other, talk to each other.
Right.
It's a lot of that goes on instead of talking to each other.
I'd rather have a friend and a lover, not just a lover. Because if we're friends, then we can communicate real well. You know, we can. To me, you can be closer that way. If you're just a lover, then you're going to have a lot of issues because you don't have that friendship part.
You're just that. You're a lover. So you can't do anything outside the bed. And a lot of people be like, oh, we have great sex, but we can't hang out.
We can't have a conversation.
Yeah,
is that it?
Right.
And unfortunately, in society today, sex is. You used to be able to say sex sells, but now sex is almost everything. It's everywhere you turn, there's sex. So unfortunately, our young ladies are being taught to give it up faster than you can say, "Hey, what is your birth date? Well, what do you like to eat? What is your favorite color?" We're not taking the time out to learn one another. You give up the cookies and the milk, and he hadn't even actually inspected the whole cow. So unfortunately, you're just left with the bedroom. And then when you wonder why it didn't work out, it's because you didn't get a chance to learn that person. If you took a chance to learn that person, then you may have learned, oh, I don't want to give him my privacy. You know, if you don't learn.
Yeah. Yeah, and also, you know, you got to...
Wanda, that's for, good.
And men and women, you know, if men on her and if women on her, you got to think about it. After sex is over with, what's left?
Nothing.
Else is there to do for you? Nothing.
Nothing.
Go ahead.
No.
Sex has to be a given. Everything else has to be a priority. Sex is a given. It's going to come. But you have to circle. Sex has to be that thing that's in the middle of that circle, and your circle has to be what y'all guys have in common, what you guys gonna plan, what you guys gonna do together, where's your spirit life at, how you gonna talk to each other, how's your communication, and if all that lines up, connects in that circle, sex is right there. It's ready already. It's gonna happen.
It's already there. But there's Lil Wayne and one of his songs. He says, you know, once he releases, the interest, excitement is gone. So, women, if you give it up fast or too soon, then, I mean, I've learned, actually, when a man gets it that fast, he's learned all he needs to learn about you. There's nothing else he wants to know. There's nothing else. The excitement is gone. The thrill, as B.B. King would say, the thrill is gone. There's nothing else left. So, and then you have these women on the phone talking, just like, girl, he dogged me out. No, baby, you dogged your own self because you allowed him to take your privacy without even entering, who just enter your mind, into your body, into your soul, and not physically enter your body, but get to know you. Oh, I have a birthmark on my shoulder. Not, oh, I didn't know that, and he's already hit it. That's not good. You know, let women and men, let an individual get to know you, because there are some aggressive women. There are some aggressive women. So we're not going to put it all on the men. Is there some aggressive women that just want to hit it? Oh, I just want to see how he is.
Yeah.
Women, stop that. Stop selling yourself short. If that's all you think you're worth, drop to your knees and pray, because we were not put on this earth to be a piece of meat. And unfortunately, that's how some of us are living.
Yeah. You know, and the majority of that, they have the women that fill their body. They got so hungry over money where it's just nothing to them to do it now, because that money looks so good to them. It's like it's nothing now. Their body has become so immune and numb to the actual feeling of intimacy to where it's just a job now.
Less than that. It ain't got to do with the money now. It could be for a handbag or a pair of red bottom shoes. They don't even have to see the money. If you can get them a handbag, get their hair done, get their nails done, get them some red bottom shoes. The shoes when you have to be real, if you have a red bottom on it, they give them a cookie. So now it ain't even about money. You know, normally it's about the money, you know, put it on the counter or the dress or whatever. Now you can leave me a knockoff bag or a knockoff shoe, get my nails and my hair done, and I'll give you some private cookies. It's less than the money. The money was back in the day. Now I need something tangible. It's not even like getting your rent paid or your car note paid. I just need a handbag and some shoes.
They are looking for sugar daddies now. Instead of letting the sugar daddies look for them, they looking for sugar daddies.
And that's all they want. I'm going to lay down for a few minutes and I'm going to get up with something. Not knowing they might really get up with something that
exactly.
is
really
there for
get
life.
Up with something.
And that's
sad, the epidemic. In just here in Texas, I think it's 80% high in the Black America for HIV. It's 80% epidemic. It's an 80% epidemic level of HIV cases. 80%,
and I'm
going to
say something about that, Marlon. You're right. I'm going to say, but let me say this really quick, though. From all the different meetings and stuff that Stephanie and I have gone to for the city and the county of Dallas, majority of their funds go to HIV housing and research.
Wow.
Because that is what you said is absolutely true. The rate of HIV and AIDS people that are documented, keyword,
documented.
It's extremely high. Documented. That's the key word.
For
some shoes and a handbag. Ladies.
That is so degrading. I mean,
and the hour is about to end. See, look at that.
Oh, really? Already?
Yes, already. We're getting these heated discussions, and honey, we ready to go. And they kept saying, "Well, you need 2 hours." No, I don't. We're just gonna pick up next week on our discussions about men, women, relationships, all of that. Stephanie, you have something you wanted to say. What were you gonna say before we close out the show this evening?
I'll wait for part two.
Oh!
Okay. All right now.
All right, part two. Now, for those that are listening and will listen, feel feel free to contact us with questions, comments, and survivor stories. The direct number to We Are Survivors is 214-454-2933. Stephanie, did you give yours earlier in the show, your contact information?
Oh, you know what? I actually didn't. So if anybody was interested in any of our fundraisers, I apologize. I forgot to give the number, and I can help you with any of our fundraisers. I'd love to help you. 817-320-2571. Again, that's 817-320-2571.
Okay, and our email address is wearesurvivorsfoundation@gmail.com. Please go visit our website. We are adding a lot of different things to it. It's becoming really exciting. We also have a comment page, and someone actually went out there and filled it out, and I got my first email, and I was so excited. You all do not know. I was so excited. I was like, yes, I called our IT person. I said, it worked. So you can actually go out to our webpage, which is wearesurvivorsfoundation.org. You can go out there, put in comments, questions, anything that you want to hear and see. We Are Survivors is also working on some great things. We'll tune you in as those things are molded and put in place. We do want to thank God always for the people that are listening, for the people that participate. And I do pray that today on this show, all that was said, I hope something that you heard touches your heart, make you maybe look at the man and or woman in the mirror. We are always here to help, to support, to guide, to listen, and to uplift you. In the name of Jesus, we will always worship his holy name. God bless everyone. And be ready for next week.
Amen.
Have a good evening. Amen.
Wanda and Stephanie, thank you for having Marlon.
Thank you for listening.
Thank you, Miss Wanda.
You're welcome. You are
thank
welcome.
You.
Thank you for getting on. You're welcome.
Bye-bye.